Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third and final fall equinox hour of Animal World for this Sunday. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial, tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, have them go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Fill out the survey while you're there and say you listen to Animal World, and then tell us everything else Mr. and Mrs. KKNW want to know. And then click on the Listen and Watch icon, and that will bring up the links you need to stream the show. Now, if you have a question or comment, behavior training or healing questions are welcome this hour for me. And you can accomplish that by calling. You can use the local number, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, and remember that that email address comes to us here in the studio, and the only time we deal with those emails is during the live show. So if you need to contact me, go through the website, Martha Norwalk. martha@marthanorwalk.com. There is a contact Martha link that will send me an email to my home office computer, or you can address your own email program to marthalight@aol.com. I don't work via email, but you can contact me that way. I'm a behavior therapist and trainer and work with you over the phone or in the home with your animal friends. And I always do a free telephone evaluation, so it's always worth calling me. If I'm not the best one to help you, chances are I know who is. And you can send me an email, like I said, but the best way to get a hold of me is call and bug my voicemail if you don't reach me right away. And I really mean it, bug my voicemail, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. I have a lot of irons in the fire. I get busy, and when I flip a page on my phone log, you know, at my age, CRS, I forget to go back and check the phone log frequently enough. So the squeaky wheel often gets the grease, 360-217-7258. And if you need to post something via the U.S. Postal Service to the animal, like Ed does, wonderful columns and cartoons he sends us. The Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. And I want to remind you that I write a regular column in the New Spirit Journal. It's a free publication. You can pick up at lots of locations here in the Pacific Northwest. You can have them mail you a subscription copy if you like, or you can read it free online at www.newspiritjournal.com. And I'll tell you right now, I'm in the middle of a series of columns, and I am addressing it's time to go and saying goodbye, and had all of the stuff evolving that subject of how to know when it's time for your animal friend to leave. Should you euthanize? Should you hospice? Should you not? When it's time, how to do it, all that kind of stuff. I believe the current issue is the second column in that series. I have written the third, but I have to tell you, I had to stop while I was writing. I was crying so hard, I had to stop for a while. And then there'd be at least one more column in that series. So if that's you, or you know, it's a situation we all have to deal with. And so if you'd like to hear what I have to say about it, newspiritjournal.com, and they do archive the papers now, so you can get the back column and check it out. All right. Athena called and wanted to know if a cat needs more additional enzymes that are not in the missing link. Well, no definitive answer on that, Athena. Pretty much the missing link is designed to provide what's missing in processed and cooked food. So for a normal, healthy cat that's getting cooked or processed food, the missing link is going to add what's missing, and that's good. But if the cat is not normal, not healthy, they might need something additional to that. And then depending on the quality of food. Now, the poorer the quality, the more you need missing link. But again, it's going to depend on the individual. Well, generally speaking, normal cat or dog, the missing link is what they need, is all they need. Okay, unless there's, you know, other specific issues going on. So, does that answer? Yes, hello, Aji?
I have a comment. I'm giving Mountain Jasper some other digestive enzymes, and I'm given to understand that I'm trying to move him from raw food back to raw food from canned, mm-hmm. and he gets to a certain point, and then I can see him wilt when he sees the food in his dish. He almost shudders like, ooh, I can't eat that. And what I was told at the pet store was that it might just be that that's too acidic for him beyond a certain amount. And so I'm just adding a little of these enzymes as I go up in the amount of raw food. Do you have any comments about that?
Well, part of the problem is, you know, our creatures of habit. And I find, like my cats, that my group of cats right now have all been raised on raw food. they like, you know, get that icky kitty face, you know, if they see processed food.
Right.
And if that is like, oh, it's awful. And that's part of the problem. Like with dogs, you can pretty much force them on anything you want them to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, not the case. Cats will sometimes starve to death rather than eat what they don't want. And cats that have been raised on processed food, especially lower quality, the lower the quality, the more crap is in there to make them appealing to the animal. And it's kind of something like the cheaper dry foods. We call them kitty crack.
Yeah.
Because they really get addicted to that stuff. And so they develop a taste for it. It's like, you know, you raise a kid on fast food, or even an adult that goes there for a long time, you get addicted to that. You crave it. You want that, you know, and when you want the wheat and the glutens and the sugars and all of that, your body craves that sort of thing. Well, the same thing happens with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you can make the full switch over, you know, depends on the individual cat. And, of course, you remember the human-to-animal transference. Sometimes there is a reflection of what's going on with the human. Are you having trouble eating correctly yourself? And do you have a tendency to not want it? Oh, okay, we're getting a big smile from Audrey
I will check that out, because I did used to eat a much higher quality diet. And sometimes I just find myself in situations where it means not eating or eating something.
It's all about balance and so forth. But
he used to be on I got him the very best food from when I found him, because I wanted, when his owner got him back, that I wouldn't have degraded his food. And then when it turned out I was to be his home, I just kept on. And he at one time was eating raw food completely, but when I ran out, I did go to get the Friskies at the Fred Meyer just to get me by. And then training him back, even though he's not on it that long, it takes much longer to take him back to that diet, even though he was accustomed to it in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, let's see, that's because those particular brands have a lot of stuff in it to make it not healthy, but attractive.
Lot of stuff. I can't.
And addictive.
I'm not even going to buy it ever again.
Yeah. That's why we need to get that Susan Thixon on here, the truth about pet foods lady. I've got it on my list to contact her and plan a show. At any rate, so generally speaking, which is why I talk about in the missing link, adding it to cooked or processed food. If you're feeding a good quality raw food diet, that's the only time you probably don't need to feed the missing link. And you don't need the enzymes. But depending on the individual and what's going on with their stomach and intestinal digestive system, they may need probiotics and so forth. But in most cases, the missing link is going to cover the bases for what's missing in that cooked and processed food. So hopefully that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie then. Let's see. I think I did everything I said I was going to do, Mike, before we do. Because I don't want to forget this today, and we're kind of a little off schedule, because I have such a big mouth. It's time for current events. Speaking of entertainment, mark your calendars now and plan to come on up to Marysville and join me for our annual live remote broadcast at their annual blowout sale at Jones & Company Pets in Marysville. It's going to be on Sunday, October 7th. Now, obviously, we'll broadcast the show from 9 to noon, but I want you to know the doors of the store don't officially open until 10. So you can listen to the first hour of the show while you're driving. Then you don't have to get up and get out as early as I do on that day. But we will be there. And the sale is really incredible. They have phenomenal prices. They've got free, lots of stuff, free espresso, cotton candy, and popcorn. Vendors and manufacturers of a lot of the foods and stuff are there, and they have samples and free stuff. And you will be able to ask me any behavior training or healing questions live or, you know, chat on the air with me and whatever else we're going to do while we're there. I don't know. You know, we tend to kind of wing that. And so I hope you will join us at Jones and Company Pets on Sunday, October 7th.
That's 2 weeks. Right.
2 weeks. Next week is the last Sunday, and then it'll be the first Sunday of October, October 7th. Okay, now this is new, and this is a big deal, and Kathy knows about this. It's the Puppy Up Walk and Benefit to 2 Million Dogs Rescue and Grand Opening Event at Earth Pet in Issaquah. And that's going to be on Saturday, September 29th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can register online at www.2milliondogs.org, 2milliondogs.org, or at the event. There's going to be vendors, food, games, prizes, raffles, adoptions, a blood drive, and I'm not sure if that's for animals or humans, local artists, and more. Animal communicator will be there. You need to call to sign up for a session, $45 for 20 minutes. And Earth Pet is at 1175 Northwest Gilman Boulevard, 1175 Northwest Gilman Boulevard in Issaquah. I'm going to try to get there if I can on the 29th. And their phone number, if you need that, is 425-369-0208. 425-369-0208. And that's Saturday, September 29th. Okay. And the 15th annual Black Cat Ball benefiting Perfect Pals in Arlington is October 27th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Over 500 items in the silent and live auctions, champagne reception, and gourmet vegetarian or vegan dinner with wine. Halloween costumes are optional, always a fabulous event. 360-652-9611 extension 15 to register, or www.perfect, that's P-U-R-R, perfectpals.org. All right, remember, today is the Walk for the Animals to benefit Seattle Humane Society at the U Village Fido Fest at the University Village in Seattle. So you might want to head on over to that. And I think that about covers the current events item. You can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events for more items, all the details. Next week is last Sunday of the month, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We're going to feature Northwest Exotic Bird Rescue, Northwest Exotic Bird Society. That's the bird club. So we're going to find out for all you bird people all about this club. And we've got some really cool, it's been a summer of missing birds, birds escaping, exotic birds escaping. We've got some really great stories to tell you about finding these birds. And that'll do it. And I'll just tell you ahead of time while I'm thinking about it. After Animal World, stay tuned because an encore presentation of Mystic Radio will happen. Okay, let's see. Oh. I was reaching and stretching away from the microphone to get this email. And let's see, a good question. Christine is writing. She says, "Dear, greetings, Martha. Wouldn't it be interesting to ask Robin why Capitan stands over his human companion's burial space?" You know, that's really good, Christine. It didn't occur to me to tune in and ask him anything. So I'll do that too. Yeah, that's excellent. All right, we'll save this for Robin and Martha Sunday and tune in and take. Yeah, yeah. That great idea, Christine. Yeah, wouldn't you like to know more about what's going on with Capitan? Mm-hmm. I specifically didn't. I just was so touched. I didn't even. We will. Great idea, Christine. Okay, let's talk about some animal TV. What do you think? Oh, I saw. I remember seeing a, I didn't even write it down, but a promo that I think that, what's that new sitcom, that Animal Practice, is supposed to debut here sometime soon on one of the network channels. And I watched it after the Olympics and thought it was just so horrible. So just, you know, be aware. Maybe it'll get better after that, the premiere show, but I wouldn't count on it. Okay, some things. If you've been wanting, now, My Cat from Hell, my favorite cat TV on Animal Planet. The season finale of that show was September 8th, and that's Jason Galaxy, the great feline behaviorist who does this. And the finale was a really good show. If you haven't watched any of these shows, if you have cats, especially if you have issues with them, you really ought to watch these shows because a lot of really good help from these shows. And you can watch them on Animal Planet, on their website, animalplanet.com. Go to My Cat from Hell, and you can watch the episodes or segments from the episodes and all kinds of stuff and get good help. But the finale, I wrote down the one I wanted to mention, was a cat named Achilles. And he had extremely, what you'd consider bizarre, aggressive attacking issues. And I loved everything that Jason or Jackson did to a point. And he once again, in subtler ways, touched on some of the woo-woo stuff that I do, because he brought out the fact that the owner, the gal that owned the cat, had anger issues, and he actually said the cat took it on for her. So he actually kind of intimated about the human-to-animal transference stuff. See, so I know on a level he gets this stuff. And he gave her affirmations to do to change her attitude and deal with the anger and all of that with the cat. So in terms of thought-directing energy and all of that. So he did some really fabulous stuff. But this cat was really... he also... Remember when I've told you about thought-directing energy... that I've said sometimes I've had to have clients change the name of their cats, and that you have to be careful about your sense of humor. And when you jokingly refer, like if your cat is fat and you're trying to get him to lose weight, don't call him your butterball sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He actually had her change what she calls him, the nickname she called him. So he touched on all of that stuff. Now, where our paths parted on that one is the cat's aggressive behavior was so bizarre and so unpredictable. He had them go to the vet and had the cat put on drugs, you know, Prozac for cats, psychotropic drugs, which in and of itself isn't bad or wrong. But I lay money on the table, folks. That cat was Plechner's. What, Ashi? A Plechner cat. And that's why I would just so dearly, I would love to connect with Jackson. I would love to connect with Caesar to give them this piece of the pie. Because I got a Caesar one that relates to the same darn thing. These guys need to know about Plechner syndrome. Because now Jackson is so good at what he does. And at least in the TV show, they brought the behaviors to a balance enough that it seemed to be a happy ending and working well for these people. But, you know, when we see these TV shows... we don't see the long-term outcome and what happens on down the line. And does this really, truly resolve these issues forever? Okay. And, of course, we don't see the health issues of these animals on down the line. But I bet you dollars to donuts that Achilles has got Plechner syndrome. And you could avoid the psychodrugs by diagnosing and treating the syndrome, and then also giving him a healthier, longer life. Okay, but that being said, Jackson is fabulous, and I love what he does. Okay, now let's move to the Caesar stuff, and that Caesar would be, you know, Dog Whisperer. That is on the Nat Geo Wild channel. And I believe this was also the season finale for Dog Whisperer, and the show's live most often, air most live most often Saturday evening at 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific time here. And I know they run them some other times, but I can't tell you that. I found this particular show, and it's already up on, on demand on Comcast. You can watch Dog Whisperer. You can also watch on Nat Geo Wild website. You can watch these shows. But on this particular show, Caesar got bit by two different dogs. And he and an awful get chomped on. The case that relates here was the one that was promoed. And this was the yellow lab that was, I believe, a rescue and extremely food aggressive. And that... and that's how Caesar got bit in confronting the dog and putting, and it just chomped his arm up. And he knows what he's doing, and you know, mm-hmm. he knew what he was getting into, and all mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Now, I loved everything that Caesar did, but I just wanted to lay it out for you. You'll have to kind of watch the show to know all of this, to you know, to see everything that he did do. Everything was wonderful, and he did, end up doing what my friends do that work with these kind of dogs out at the Academy of Canine Behavior and Bothell. They'll use a fake arm and a fake hand.
Mm.
And the interesting thing was, by the end of the show, I question. I love Caesar. I love what he's doing, and he gives a lot of detail for learning. But I know he uses electric collars from time to time, and then sometimes he shows those on the air. And I'm not opposed to those when they're in the being used by someone as gifted and as knowledgeable as Caesar. So I'm not saying this is a bad or a wrong. But by the end of this show, when that fake hand comes down to the food bowl, this dog jerks away. And I don't believe you would see that reaction from the dog unless they didn't use the collar at some point on this dog. I'm just saying that. I don't know that. I'm just saying that. That's my impression. But what I wanted, and so anyway, he and the dog ended up going and living, you know, at his dog campus with him for him to work with and all of that. But the conclusion of it all, because the couple that owned this dog were going to have children, the conclusion was it all, they came to Caesar's compound to say goodbye to the dog. And Caesar kept the dog because he didn't feel it was right, you know, in the home with kids coming along. And that may have been the outcome no matter what, is what I'm saying. That may have been the outcome no matter what and the best option for this dog. However, there are two things that I would have liked to have added, because Caesar taught the dog the respect, that the calm, assertive leadership, and that the human owns the food and the dog must back away and all of that sort of thing. But remember, I've had 45 years of experience in dealing with these kind of dogs, and I've specialized in this area, especially dealing with Pleckner types before we could diagnose and treat Pleckner syndrome. Mm. And food aggressive dogs is one of the areas that I've dealt with a lot. And I don't have a problem with anything that Caesar did, other than I would have taken it further, because there was nothing done. Dogs protect food, because they think you're going to take it away. Mm-hmm. You're going to mess with their food. So mm-hmm. establishing the leadership, the respect, it's mine, not yours, is an okay thing to do. But as a behavior therapist, to me, it does not deal with the whole problem, okay? Because my contention is you eliminate the problem behavior, 86 that, but then the next step is change the way the dog feels about it. So I use a four-step feeding ritual where I teach the dog, I change what the dog thinks and feels about this behavior so that The dog, instead of when a human approaches, human or child approaches the dog and food, they don't assume, because remember, dogs generalize, assume, and flash back. He's going to take the food, going to take the food, going to mess with my food. I've got to protect it. Okay. If you change, you can change that by making the dog replace that with, they're giving me more food. So I do a four-step feeding ritual. You break the food up into four parts. The first part the dog earns. You put it down. You praise them while they're eating. You don't touch. When they're done with the first part, you pour in the second part. Praise them while they're eating. When they're done with the second part, you pick up the empty bowl, put in the third... Mm-hmm. You know, the third, and put it back down, you know, and mm-hmm. and so now, and then I go to a process of approaching the dog with its eating, putting in a table, it's eating dry food, you put in a tablespoon of canned food, you throw in a treat or whatever, and we teach the kids to, so the, oh. And we do that consistently, so then the dog's program becomes, oh, whenever humans approach me when I'm eating, it's to bring me more food. Okay, is that simple? Okay, really simple. Yes. Could have had a V8 on that one. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's called a four-part feeding ritual. And, the first part is you praise while they're eating. Then when they're done with the first part, you pour in the second part. When they're done with the second part...
you pick up the dish.
When they're done, while they're eating, done with the first part... You then bend over and put in the second part. Praise them while they're, and I just had because I'm spacing on the sequence. While they're still eating the second part, you pour in the third part.
So you're sort of interrupting them, but only to add more food?
No, wait a minute. Okay. I thought, first part goes down, they eat it. When they're done, you put in the second part. When they're done with the second part, you put in the third part. While they're still eating the second part, you put in the third part. When they're done with the third part, you pick it up, put in the fourth part, put it back down.
So they're both getting you.
But anyway, so it just it helps
food.
Them. Now, the other thing I would say about that, aside from the four-part feeding ritual, which I don't think I even gave it to you right that time, but I'm going to go on at this point.
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah, it works
it's
really well.
It's a new idea.
Yeah, it's not a new idea.
No,
I've been doing it for 20 years.
It's a new
years.
Idea.
but it's a really good idea. The other thing I would say, C, is that dog has to be, money on the table, dollars to donuts again, a Pleckner dog. Now, with the training that Caesar did, if you combined my communication stuff... Okay. Combined my behavior mod stuff, changed the way the dog felt about being approached when eating, combined it being diagnosed with Pleckner, treated and stabilized, there is a chance that dog could have stayed in that family or been a dog that Cedar didn't have to keep in his pack, could have mm-hmm. been placed in another home, maybe not with young children, but, you know, so you don't know. So there would have been more to add to this. Does that make sense?
It does. And also I'm remembering the last series of articles you did about families with dogs.
Oh,
and
kids, yeah.
Yeah.
New Spirit Journal
column. Add that to the other series of things.
Okay. Now, I haven't spaced, Mike. I know we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors, but let me finish up the animal TV. And then after we do advertisers and sponsors, we'll get into the raw food and the chicken jerky stuff. The last show is this incredible Dr. Pohl. You remember I've been talking about him? He's the old school vet that on National Geo Wild Channel comes on at 10 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday nights. And I've told you he's 70 years old, and he runs a mixed practice in a small town of like 20,000 people. Busy, 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 and he treats everything. You know, domestic animals, farm animals, wildlife, and reptiles, and everything. You name it, he does it. And I've told you that It can be a tough show to watch because it's very graphic and they show you a lot. But I have to tell you now, this was, and I've been thinking, you know, I really like this guy. I kind of like the old school because I learned in, you know, veterinary medicine. I was in more of the old school than the new school. I kind of, the 20 years I spent working in veterinary hospitals was kind of during the transition period from old school to new school. But on the September 8th show, oh my gosh, I'll have to tell you, the old school got really too old for me. And I am now campaigning for some of the vet friends I know and are able to start watching this show because I need some vets to chime in on this. Because on this particular show, I mean, even I was squirming in my seat watching what was going on. And the first was how old school it is when he was spaying like a 14-year-old dog, you know, I mean, an ancient dog, which that is, you know, that can be a really risky surgery. And he had to do dental work on it after spaying it. And what really got me going, I'm watching this. It was only injectable anesthesia. He did it all by himself. He didn't even intubate, put a tube down the endotracheal tube of the dog. No gas anesthesia, which is much less risky and much safer. You know, and now animal surgery is as sophisticated as human surgery, you know, and they have heart monitors on them and blood pressure and oxygenation things, you know, those little things they put on your finger that tell you how you're, see, they have all of that for animal medicine now. Well, there's none of that at Dr. Pohl's place. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, but, you know, I'm wanting some vets to tune in here. Now, that's my one issue is, when is old school not good enough? I mean, then he goes to do the dental work after the spay. And the outcome, of course, is the dog's fine, got through all of this. But even 30, 40 years ago, when I was doing dentistries, you know, dental work on animals, they were tubed. And I was using an old, you know, Cavitron, a machine to clean the teeth. He hand did all the dental work. No dental equipment or anything. And it's kind of like, okay. So I don't know. I'm like, whoa. I think this show might give most state of the art current veterinarians might just have a little heart palpitations watching this show. So I'd love some. If you vets are out there, you got to watch this show and you got to chime in here. Now, the other thing that's really, really bothered me since that September 8th show and again on last night's show is some of the large animal medicine. And it goes back to our farmed cows again, cattle, that on the September 8th show, oh, God, I mean, and you got, I just, there is no consideration for the pain that these animals go through. And when they're dealing with cattle, I mean, they just, you know, rope them up, tie them up, confine them, compress them, and then just do it. Do you know how farmers castrate their cows? And you know what castration's about, Mike, which is removing the testicles. You know, and at least, you know, with cats and dogs, you know, they get anesthesia and some pain, you know, pain management. But, you know, and an incision in the scrotum and they take out the testicles. We don't know what they do with these cows. Now, I don't know if this, but, you know.
It's all conscious, right? They're all conscious.
Well, yeah, they're not. They're all conscious. But you know what they did? This farmer does is he wraps a rubber band around it so tight that eventually they fall off.
I, unfortunately, as a teenager, had a summer job on a farm, and we did that, and it so totally grossed me out, and actually it maimed me for life, but we had these, like, they're almost like a little tool, but it had a rubber band around, and uh-huh. There's no anesthetic, tackle,
Oh my God!
The animal.
And you gotta wonder why the masters say don't eat these animals or don't drink their milk or what Oh my God!
It was awful.
The guys don't make the milk, but and what the case was here is the farmer had done that, but the rubber band had fallen off halfway through the process, so it was all infected and swollen and all this kind of crap. Well, do you think did they do anything for the cow's pain? Did they do it? No. And they just, you know, roped him up and crunched him in so he couldn't move. And what did they do? The vet? They put another rubber band on there. Oh, my God. Almost died right there on the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, can you, infected and swollen?
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, then
There was also branding and dehorning.
Well, yeah.
Which was just, I mean, it was an awful experience. That's all I can say, and I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm. And that's like declawing and tail docking in puppies and puppies in veterinary medicine. Could have done it when they're 3-4 days old. And you say I can't tell you how many puppies I had to hold to do that for the veterinarian I worked for. And that they scream and all, oh, God. Anyway. All right. Now, last night's show. On the September 9th show, he did something really good. They brought in a calf with alopecia that was paraplegic in the rear end or whatever, and the farmer was going to shoot it, but he gave it to some girls, and the girls brought it to Dr. Pohl. Well, he talked to him, and he tried to help it and all of that, and there was nothing that the animal needed to be euthanized, and so he took care of that. And what I love about Dr. Pohl, then he said, you know, there's no charge. You know, he did it out of the goodness of his heart. So, you know, see, there's some really good things about this guy. And this show, now last night, we're back out at the farm, and a cow that, for what it was, I don't know, the rectum prolapsed, you know, comes out the anus, and it was really, but to fix it, what do they do again? Restrain the cow and sedate it enough that it can't do anything, but then shove it all back in and sew it in.
Without
anything, without any pain. Oh. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So if you watch this show, just know that you know you got to be tough when you're watching it. But also, if you got any vets, tell them. I want them to watch this incredible Dr. Pohl. It's on Nat Geo Wild. I'm sure you can probably watch it on the website. But it airs live out here on the Pacific time at 10 p.m. on Saturdays. I'd love some vets to chime in on this, and particularly large animal vets that work on cattle and stuff. And I'm assuming, like, you know, Mike said he did when they were young. I'm seeing it here on TV. Is this still done? And if it is, how do you guys justify this?
Really?
Is that why your hearts are all, I mean, you shut your hearts down so you can't feel what's going on with the animals? I mean, I'm done. All right.
I'm convinced they feel pain the same as we do.
Of course they do.
Absolutely.
Of course they do. Yeah, of course they do.
Well, it's coming to light. That's the first step of change.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors because, of course, without them, there's no us. So please pay attention, support them, thank them, and all that good stuff. And the animal world continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. And remember to join us for our live broadcast on Sunday, October 7th, and their super annual blowout sale. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Gary Manns.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a nice, normal couple doing paranormal talk radio.
If you're interested in ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, astrology, angels, or the afterlife.
In other words, if you're like us, wired for weird.
Tune in to the experts who join the A-Team of Alternative Talk every week.
That's Manns and Mitchell, Friday mornings at 10 and Saturdays at 11 on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Meg. Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right, very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
It's not often you find a mortgage lender who shares your passion for animals and public service. Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated, believes in animal rescue and has given back to the community in many ways. A charter member of the Rotary Club of Duval, past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, and organizer of the Duval Dirty Paws Dog Walk, Peggy shares your values and love of animals. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL number 803075.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hello, I'm Eric Crema, Operations Manager for Alternative Talk 1150. We value your opinion and invite you to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com to fill out the 2012 KKNW Listener Survey. Your responses help us shape KKNW to your listening needs. Just by filling out the survey, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to beautiful Victoria, BC. Complete contest details and your opportunity to help shape this station can be found at 1150kknw.com.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, I'm sorry to say we are almost at the end of the road here for this week's edition of Animal World. But the good news is we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, let's see how much of this I can get through in the last 10 minutes here. I promised you more on the raw food controversy. American Veterinary Medical Association having officially taken a stand and issuing a policy. Now, most of this information is coming from Susan Thixton, who is a thorn in pet food manufacturers' side, to say the least, a guest that I'm looking forward to getting her on the show. Check out her website for all of the details on all of this stuff, truthaboutpetfood.com. truthaboutpetfood.com, and you can sign up for her newsletter, you know, free email newsletter, and you'll get all this stuff sent to you, so you won't have to rely on me for it. But truthaboutpetfood.com, and she's also the one that wrote the book Buyer Beware, which would be a good one for you to read. All right. Now, you know, I've told you already about the American Veterinary Medical Association came out with an official stance on raw food, and basically, to sum it up, They recommend against feeding raw food to dogs and cats, not because they say it's bad for the dogs and cats necessarily. They say because of the potential contamination from, you know, salmonella bacteria to humans. It's the best they could come up with. Okay. The problem, though, is because of that, because the AVMA has taken an official policy, made an official policy, not recommending raw food, it's got a lot of veterinarians backtracking, particularly holistic vets, because they belong to the association too, really backtracking and not recommending raw food or dealing with that in fear of their licenses, that they, you know, the AVMA could come after them, which I, my understanding, is a legitimate concern. Well, anyway, good old Susan at truthaboutpetfoods.com, she sent inquiries to AVMA, and basically what she was saying, I can't read you the whole thing because we don't have time, but you can find this, the whole letter that she wrote on her website. And the bottom line was being, is why are you just simply addressing raw food? And why not are you not saying or why are you not cautioning people about feeding the only form of commercial pet food that actually has caused disease and illness in humans, which is dry kibble, okay, in animals and humans?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. If I could find the you must be aware that many thousands of pet owners feel the Resolution 5 AVMA policy excluding the only confirmed type of pet food linked to human illness appears to be biased. At any rate, a dry food has been linked to contamination to humans and to human illness, but it only addresses raw food. Well, the response from AVNA on and off has been, we're being attacked by this woman and yada, 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 and basically a defensive thing. And kind of their response boiled down to, well, we weren't intending to address all kinds of food. We thought that a policy specifically related to raw food was necessary. So that is Thixton's Truth About Pet Foods response to all of that. Now, then you might also be interested in the website healthypets.mercola.com and the newsletter Dr. Karen Becker, who's the veterinarian who does great. You can also get her free newsletters that address all of this stuff. Well, she has put out a full opinion on all of that. The association is discouraging pet owners from feeding raw meat diets because pathogens like Salmonella, E. coli, and other bacteria can easily be transmitted to humans by handling the raw food or through the animal's species. She says, this is from Dr. Becker, "You might, as you might expect, many people are asking the AVMA, what's the difference?" This is the first question I asked, if you remember when you heard me talking about it on the show. "What's the difference between handling raw food for pets and raw food for humans?"
Exactly.
"Most families eat at least some meals at home each week that are prepared with raw ingredients, including meat. What's the difference between preparing raw ground beef to barbecue on the grill and preparing raw food for the family cat or dog? Why are there no policies discouraging humans from handling raw food purchased at the grocery store?" And we already know, I told you about the testing in these organic raw food animal factories. They can't even culture any bacteria out of these factories. It's better than the human raw food.
It's safer than
it's
the
safer
human
than
raw
the
food.
Human raw food in the grocery store, for heaven's sakes. She says the implication that raw food is somehow more dangerous than raw food intended for humans has absolutely no basis in fact. The AVMA's contention, their new anti-raw policy is based on, quote, sound evidence of risk, unquote, just doesn't pass the smell test. And then she goes, you know, Dr. Becker. So anyway, you can get that at Dr. Becker's at healthypets.mercola, MERCOLA.com. Get on her mailing list for that. Then we've got this whole business about the chicken jerky treats out of Canada. And my recommendation has been since this started, just to be on the safe side, read labels, folks, and any kind of jerky or chew treat packaged for pets that's made in China, don't do it. Don't do it. Now, there have been, according to my records here, 2,200 complaints to the FDA about sick or dead animals after eating chicken jerky treats. 2,200. That's quite a few. The FDA went over to China and to inspect the Chinese plants because they haven't been able to isolate what's going on with these jerky treats and what it's all about. And the Chinese officials allowed them to come inspect the plants but refused to let them take samples back to be tested. They would only allow the samples to be tested in Chinese labs. Well, of course, so what happened? The FDA didn't take anything. So that was interesting that they wouldn't allow outside testing.
No objective tests.
Now the pet food industry, the Pet Food Institute, the spokesman for that institute just came out with a statement you'll also find on truthaboutpetfood.com. Nancy Cook of the Pet Food Institute thinks the 2,200 complaints of pet illnesses and deaths has to be viewed in the context of 79 million dogs in the United States that are fed two meals a day. So the bottom line, she's saying, well, since 79 million dogs eat food, processed food, 2,200 ain't that big a deal. Look at the numbers. Well, it's not a big deal unless you have owned and loved one of the 2,200 animals that got really sick or died. Okay, so that's the pet food industry. And then there, the FDA has published question and answers on the jerky stuff. You can find this on the Mercola Dr. Becker stuff. And that's all of that in kind of a nutshell. And we're almost out of time. So Check out those websites. Next week is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, we're doing lots about birds and horses, and we're going to learn about Mission United out of the Kent Animal Shelter. And Mike, thank you. Ajie, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. Woohoo! And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.